Blog Talk Radio.
As a nonprofit doing the most good, the Breaking Generational Curses series and Healthy Families First is promoting healthy parent-child relationships when there is a kinship split. No communication, no awareness, no occasional meetings, no nothing. And our intent is an information hub for parents to approach healing and recovery in safe spaces. Our broadcast will be featured in 47 countries and all USA podcast panels. Stay tuned for an open call to beta testers, listeners, signups, and support. And again, thank you for listening. Visit CIDFUND.org. That's CIDFUND.org.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Dr. Raquel Leah, and you're listening to Healthy Families First. It is such a joy and a treasure to be with you today. And I am hoping that you listened to the beginning of the show, because I think it was supposed to start. I didn't hear it. I hope that it does. I'll have to go back and ensure that it doesn't kind of re-listen. So we're new to Blog Talk Radio. I will say that I've done Blog Talk Radio in the past before, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when I launched my first book, Breaking Generational Curses, When Child Protective Services Takes Your Children. And that was a pretty good book. We were on the international bestsellers list in Australia and again in Canada. I'm not sure how we posted in the United States. However, we were on the Globe and Mail bestsellers list in Canada. Did really good in Australia. So we did that talk show for about a year. I took some time off, had some babies, had some children, got married, divorced, and now 8 books later, a good series later, we're back. The difference is that we're hosting, we're broadcasting a little bit different. But I'm a fan of Blog Talk Radio because I think it does what it's supposed to. It does what any podcaster, the impressions are great. The advertising is really good. So if you're thinking about doing Blog Talk Radio, this is not me. They're not paying me to say that I think it's a good platform. It really is a good platform. And so today we bring to you Parenting and Public Shaming, Weapons of War and Boundaries. And this is a really touchy topic. So in the episode guide, I mentioned that there's a pressing need, and I mean it's a dire need, to be clear on what parenting is and what parenting is not. There's a lot of things that parenting is just not. And we get that confused in the digital age of technology. I think that there is a lot of public shaming in parenting. And a lot of it is going to continue to hurt relationships that we balance. So I wanted to bring, and of course I have a host of staff members behind me. So when I say I would like to bring you an episode or I'm thinking about something, I'm really trying not to take credit for everything. Just being the host, I'm the one that brings it to you. I am the platform that brings it to you on the platform, so to speak. But there's a lot of marketing and staff and volunteers that go in behind me that do what they do. For example, we have a magazine, Healthy Families First magazine. You'll find that in the show page, the episode page, and you can actually click on it. If you can't find it, it's healthyfamiliesfirst.learn-edu.org. Particular Magazine is where we host everything for our customers, our clients. We go on that page. I mean, we go there. People subscribe to the magazine, or they purchase just, you know, one magazine instead of the subscription. And we are an information hub for parent-child communication split. We, as Healthy Families First, advocate for parents who have a split in their communication with their children. When we started 5 or 6 years ago, this was geared toward the Department of Family Protective Services and Family Court and the Family Services, Adult and Protective Services, Health and Human Services. Depending on your state, it could be called a little bit differently, but the ideology is the same. They're a watchdog for children to make sure that children are not hurt, harmed, neglected, and things of that nature. However, my experience with the Department of Family Protective Services as a client and then as a volunteer is that most parents that come into the department are very good parents, very good parents that don't understand the laws in their state and not raise their children like they were raised. And listen, we evolve. We evolve. The United States evolves. We do research, NIH, the World Health Organization, and from research we find that some behaviors are acceptable and some behaviors are not. And when we can do better, we are now held accountable as better. Or our parents spanked us as children, and Lord knows sometimes we deserved it. I don't advocate for that with parents today, not because I don't believe in corporal punishment. That's neither here nor there why I don't advocate for it. I don't advocate for it because there's other ways to discipline children that are more healthier, and it also does not get you in trouble with your state. Parenting and public shaming, weapons of war, and boundaries. Here's how it works. Once a week, I put in a 15-minute advertisement, and that advertisement is here on Blog Talk Radio, and I also post it in different areas. And if you want it, then you go to the link, which is our shop page, which is Healthy Families First eJunkie. .com. It's actually the first link in the description for episode one. It's 99 cents, and you listen to that episode, and once a week I post another episode and another episode. Next week, well, let me talk about this week. Well, you know what? Because this is new, let me just take a small break. It's the same conversation that you've heard before because we're just testing it out. This is the first episode. And we just want to be sure that everything that we have for you is professional and on point. So let's take a small commercial break, and we'll be right back.
As a nonprofit doing the most good, the Breaking Generational Curses series and Healthy Families First is promoting healthy parent-child relationships when there is a kinship split. No communication, no awareness, no occasional meetings, no nothing. And our intent is an information hub for parents to approach healing and recovery in safe spaces. Our broadcast will be featured in 47 countries and all USA podcast panels. Stay tuned for an open call to beta testers, listeners, sign-ups, and support. And again, thank you for listening. Visit CIDFUND.org. That's CIDFUND.org.
And so thank you so much for tuning in. As I said earlier, I'm your host, Dr. Raquel Leia, and this is Healthy Families First, and our intent is to be that information hub so that you as a parent get the resources that you need. And we target families, we target parents who have some sort of communication split with their child, whether that's through foster care because they're youths, whether it's a teenager who doesn't live at home anymore, or an adult that they're currently not speaking to for whatever reason, and there could be a myriad of reasons. Go to Spreaker.com or Google me, Dr. Raquel Lea. It will come up. If you Google Dr. Raquel Lea Robertson, that will come up. The point is that you get the information so that we can start the healing process, and you then can have access to your children, communication can move forward, and I want you to be able to have a good relationship with not only your children, but your grandchildren and your generations and your in-laws. This is a way to do that. So it's Parenting and Public Shame and Weapons of War and Boundaries. This is episode one, and if you go to healthyfamiliesfirst.ejunkie.com, you will actually get to our store, or you can go to the description page and click on the link. We really get into technology and how public shaming and technology in this digital age is more of a permanence, where public shaming, you as the regulator of how you as the parent and the regulator and the culture that you bring to your family, you would like things done a certain way. And so when your child opposes you, that might be in public. And so your job is to bring them back into the fold, let them know that their behavior is unacceptable, and it might be by the way that you look at them to get them straight. In an instant, I know my mother used to look at me in a certain way and we'd all straighten up. That was a form of public shaming to let us know that our behavior was not acceptable. So there is some form of shaming with two-year-olds and three-year-olds and adolescents and youth as you get older to let you know from your parents that what you're doing is embarrassing the family or it's unacceptable, not the way that they reared you. However, we're talking about public shaming and technology and the digital age. I talk about some case studies that have happened. I talk about what to do if public shaming has happened in your family. And I talk about the resources to start piecing some things back together. It's a really good piece. We're only asking you to commit to 99 cents, okay? And then that will be freed up and you can listen to it and download it for the rest of your life, okay? Now, while you're listening, become a patron. You can become a patron for $3 a month and have access to all the tools that we have available for our parents. And we want you to have access to those things. We know that you love your children, and we want to be a support to you while there's a communication split or while you're able, while you're in a teachable moment, willing to listen to the show and get the information you need. In order to do that, we have to have staff and resources to kind of keep things going. So whether you become a patron, whether you download the episode for 99 cents, or whether you purchase it to the magazine, then what you show us is that you're supporting us as we support you. And it's something that we want you to have. Thank you so much for listening in. I'm Dr. Raquel Lea. I'll see you next week. So this is where our journey must end. And saying good evening and goodbye to you today does not mean that you don't get another opportunity to impact your generations, legislation, and effective change in your kinship and relationship with your child or your children. And as always, the vision of our broadcast is incomplex, that you consider, catch, check out and cradle simple approaches to parenting and communication. And we are here to help support. And in kind, your generosity helps parents' liberties and freedoms from constraint to guide and parent their children and grandchildren in safe and healthy places. Won't you become a patron today? Visit our supporters page at patreon.com/healthyfamiliesfirst.